大家早。
The book of First Timothy.
提摩太前书这本书。
Among the other letters of Paul.
在所有保罗所写的书信里面。
Is very much different in terms of form and structure.
这本书信的写作的构造跟其他的不一样。
Paul's favorite kind of structure.
保罗所喜爱的一个结构。
Which exists in the book of Romans.
是就像罗马书。
It exists in Ephesians.
或者是在以弗所。
It exists in Colossians.
或者在加拉太。
And to a lesser extent in the Thessalonian epistles.
在这个提摩太前书那里面可能不太一样。
As he splits the book up into two very distinct halves.
他把每一本书分成两个大的阶段。
And then the first half, he very clearly explains what people need to believe.
在前面一部分他讲得很清楚大家需要信的是什么。
And then in the second half, he says, therefore, based on these theological truths, here is how you ought to live your life.
然后第二段是因为前面这一些神学上的真理你们应该如此的生活。
For instance, in the book of Ephesians,
比方说以弗所书
he spends the first chapter discussing the various aspects of the Trinity,In relationship to salvation.
他在前面第一章谈到三位一体的神跟我们的救恩。
In the second chapter, he discusses very specifically the grace that God has given to the church.
那么第二节，在第二章里面，他讲到神给教会的恩典。
And in the third chapter, he discusses the mystery of the church, how God could take two very different groups of people and bring them together.
那么在第三章里面，他谈到教会的奥秘，神如何把两种不同的人连在一起，组织成教会。
And then in Ephesians chapter 4, he uses the word therefore.
所以在以弗所书第四章，他说因此。
Based on everything he said in the previous chapters,
因他在前面三章所讲的
here's how you ought to live your life.
这里是你的生命应该怎么样活。
First half of Ephesians 4,
所以以弗所书的前一部分
be unified in a church.
所以我们要在教会里面和联合一体。
Second half of Ephesians 4,
在以弗所的第二部分
stop sinning, start living right.
停止犯罪，过正的生活。
Ephesians 5,
在以弗所五章。
You are light.
你是光。
Walk as light.
你要在光里面行。
Ephesians chapter 6,
以弗所书第六章。
You have everything that you need for life and godliness.
你有所有一切能够使你过成圣的生活。
So begin to live like it.
所以你就应该过一个成圣的生活。
And so we have a very clear structure of both doctrine and duty.
所以我们看得很清楚，有教义上的讲指导，也有真理。
First Timothy is very different.
提摩太前书是不一样的。
For the most part.
大部分的。
First Timothy speaks of this is how you live in a church.
这是你如何在教会里面生活。
And as we saw from 1 Timothy chapter 1, he begins with, beware of false teachers.
所以在第一章里面说你们要预防假教师。
In the second half of chapter 1, he gives his own personal testimony in relationship to the church.
他在第一章的第二部分他给自己做见证有关教会的见证。
And in first half of chapter 2, he says that a healthy, God-fearing church is a praying church.
所以在第二章里面他说一个健康的敬畏神的教会是一个祷告的教会。
And then in chapter 2 he gives commands concerning women in the church.
然后在第二章里面他也给妇女们有教导。
In chapter 3 he gives commands concerning pastors and deacons of the church.
在第三章他对于男人的教导有关做牧师的跟做执事的。
In chapter 4 he goes back to the topic of false teaching.
然后第四章他回到他的教导里面。
And then the second half of chapter 4, instead of discussing the qualifications for a pastor, he then says what a good pastor is supposed to do.
在第四章的后半节他并没有说做牧师有些什么资格而他说的是一个做好的牧师应该做些什么事。
In chapter 5, he begins to give very specific applications concerning what do we do with all the widows in our church.
所以在第五章里面，他给特别的教导，在教会里面如何对待 寡妇。
And then in the end of chapter 5, he deals with the subject of elders within the church.
所以在第五章的后面，他开始讲到有关长老的事。
And in chapter 6, he discusses the concept of the church and its money.
第六章里面谈到教会跟金钱的关系。
But in our text this morning,
在我们今天所念的经节,
in a little 2-3 verse section here at the end of chapter 3,
也就是在这个第三章的最后的几节经节,
Paul lays out his entire thesis of the book in a theological statement.
他在这里给他整本书的一个神学下了一个定义。
And in verse 14, we saw that Paul has a desire to come to the church in Ephesus and continue teaching the people in the church.
所以从十四节里面我们看到，保罗指望要到教会去，在那里去教导他们。
Remember that Paul had already spent 2-3 years planting a church in the city.
你们要记得，保罗已经在教会里面教了有两年到三年的时间了。
But Paul, being under house arrest in Rome,
因为保罗在罗马被软禁在家里,
wanting to come back to the city of Ephesus,
他想回到以弗所,
wanting to teach these people in Ephesus again,
他想要再去教导以弗所的教会,
and realizing that if he happens to be delayed,
他也知道他很可能会被耽延,
he's writing his book so that the people in the church would know how a proper church is supposed to act.
所以他写的这封书信告诉他们在一个教会里面应当如何的行事。
And so he uses two different devices,
他有两个不同的办法,
to demonstrate his theology of the church,
来表示有关教会的神学的,
and the fact that the foundation of the church is Christ himself,
就谈到教会的基础是基督自己。
And so we begin by looking at his description of the church.
So we see his description of the church.
And before we can really understand his description of the church, we need to go back to Acts chapter
19,
when Paul plants this church. See, what Paul is going to do in these three metaphors,
在这三个比喻里面,
is he's going to point back to things that the people would have seen in the city of Ephesus,
让看到人能够在以弗所所看到的,
and make comparisons of the church with other institutions,
把教会跟其他的机构做一个比较,
so that the people would understand in a very vivid sense what he means by the church.
人会对他所描述的一个活生生的感受。
And in the first couple of verses, verses 1-6 in Acts chapter 19,
在使徒行传十九章的前面几节经节,
the first group of men are baptized into the church in Ephesus.
在前面这一部分所谈到的人都是在以弗所受洗的。
In verses 8-9, Paul spends 3 months preaching to the Jewish people in the city of Ephesus. Some believed, and some refused to believe. And so Paul leaves and he enters into the school of Tyrannus.
So he leaves there and goes to a school.
He borrows probably a new believer's schoolhouse in order to begin teaching.
他借用一个新信徒的教会来教导。
And it says that he's teaching daily in this school.
他在学校里面每一天教导。
And the city of Ephesus was a major trading town in Asia Minor.
以弗所在小亚细亚是一个很出名的商业城。
So people would come from all over,
所以人从各地方来,
and pass through the city of Ephesus.
都经过以弗所,
and as they passed through, they would hear a man teaching in the school of Tyrannus.
So 他们人在经过以弗所的时候会听到保罗在学校里的教导,
and they would hear of a man who's doing miracles.
他们也听到有人在这里行奇迹,
and they would go and they would listen to Paul preach.
他们会来听保罗讲道,
and many became believers. And apparently some of these believers went back to their home cities. And they started churches in areas where Paul had never appeared. This is likely how the church in the city of Colossae was formed. And it says in verse 10 that his teaching continued for 2 years so that all the residents of Asia heard the word of the Lord.
So, 这里讲到他在这里讲了一两年之久，叫一切在小亚细亚的人都听到道。
And so over this 2 year period of time, people began to become believers.
所以在这两年之间，很多人变为信徒。
And they began learning more about the grace of God.
他们更了解神的恩典。
And their lives began to be changed by the nature of the gospel.
他们的性命因着福音而得到改变。
And many of these people who had been believers for several years came to realize that their sorceries and that their black magics were considered idolatry in the eyes of God. And so they brought all of their spell books together. And they burnt them. And this pile of books was so big. And the books were worth so much money. It says that they were worth 50,000 pieces of silver. And the word of God began to kept increasing. And growing stronger. But one of the difficulties in the city of Ephesus is that the city is built around a pagan temple. And we know from this chapter that the city is held in sway by the cult of the Diana of Ephesus. Diana was also known as Artemis. And it's considered one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. The temple itself was 377 feet long. It's larger than a football field. It's 180 feet wide. And it's made almost entirely of marble. If you've seen pictures of ancient Greece, usually the picture you see is of the Parthenon in Athens. This building was three times the size of the Parthenon.
Three times.
The inner section of the temple was enclosed in 127 columns.
所以在进门的地方有120多个柱子。
Each column was 60 feet in height.
每一根柱子有70尺高。
Now to visualize 60 feet.
你想想看, 70尺。
I'm about 5'10 or 5'11.
他大概有5尺3, 5尺6, 5尺11是吧?
So imagine the roof of the building being 10 times as tall as me.
所以你可以想, 那个神庙的顶有像他这样的10倍之高。
And that was just the size of the columns.
那就是只是一根柱子。
This is a massive building.
这是很巨大的一个建筑物。
And it's also a building of great evil. The cult of Diana. It was a fertility cult. And the main means by which people worshipped Diana or Artemis was through temple prostitution.
也就是说，在来这里崇拜戴安娜神的，是在神庙里面的妓女们。
And so in Acts chapter 19,
所以在使徒行传第19章,
there's a group of merchants
那里有一部分商人,
who make their money by carving out little statues of Diana.
他们的生意是塑造有关戴安娜女神的神像,
and selling them on the streets of Ephesus.
所以他们在以弗所的街头上可以把它卖掉。
Some of these were stone, some of these were silver.
有的是石头做的, 有的是银做的。
And they've actually found several of these little statues in archaeological digs in Ephesus.
所以他们就在发掘以弗所这个时候, 找到一些这样子的神像。
And one of these men was a man by the name of Demetrius.
在这里面有一个人, 他名字叫迪米丢。
And he gathers the guild of artisans around him.
他把这些所有的这个做银像的聚集在一起。
And he makes the claim that this is causing serious economic problems for us.
他说, 保罗让我们使我们在我们经济上有很大的影响。
These church people, these people of the way, they've already stopped burning their, they've burnt their books.
所以这些人一下让别人都把书都烧了。
They stopped buying our statues.
他们也不再买我们的神像。
And so this religion is causing severe economic problems.
所以这个新的宗教使给我们经济上有很大的影响。
And not only that,
不仅仅如此,
they're standing against our city's religious system.
他们反对我们这个城市的宗教的系统。
And so they began to gather the pagans of the city together.
他们就把所有在这城里面的异教徒都聚集在一起。
And they gathered them into this massive amphitheater.
他们把他们都聚集在一个很大的 广场里面。
And they apparently began holding religious services to Diana in the amphitheater out in public.
所以他们在公众面前把这些崇拜 戴安娜女神的聚集在一起。
And it appears as if that they're dragging the Christians into the amphitheater to either take part in, to watch, or to mock them.
好像他们据说他们把这些基督徒拉到这个聚会的地方。 或者是要让他们洗脑, 或者是来嘲笑他们。
And Paul, in his apparent bravery, wants to go in and preach to the crowd.
保罗依靠了他的勇气, 他想要进去那边向他们教导。
And for 2 hours, it appears as if that the crowd is singing, "Great is the Diana of the Ephesians."
所以有2个小时不停的, 这些人在那边唱, 他们 戴安娜女神有多伟大?
It became a liturgical chant.
所以变成了一个好像是宗教性的一种唱。
And so keep this picture in your mind.
你就想象这样的一个状况。
Of this temple.
在这个神庙里面。
And these pagans making this chant.
这些异教徒人在那边唱。
And remember that Paul in 1 Timothy is writing to the pastor of the church at Ephesus.
你记得保罗在提摩太前书写给以弗所教会的牧师。
The people in this church would have vividly remembered this event.
所以这个教会里面的人会对那一件事情的记忆力很详细的。
And he says in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
所以在第15节里面他说,
he uses three pictures.
他用三个不同的这个形象。
And he says that if I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the house of God.
倘若我单言日久, 你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。
And this term house is not the physical structure.
这里所说的家并不是指这个家的结构。
But it uses a picture of something that's contained within the house.
就好像说是在家里面所应该有的。
He's using the word house as a metaphor for the people who live within it.
所以他用这个家来代表是住在里面的人。
And so it describes the people of the house.
所形容的是家里面的人。
And in the ancient Roman world, this would include both slaves.
所以在这个希腊的早期希腊这里面就包 而且包括了奴隶,
it would include children.
包括小孩子们,
it would include parents.
包括家长们,
it would include grandparents.
包括祖父祖母,
and it would include any visitors within the house.
也包括家里面所有的访客。
And so Paul says that the church, first of all, is the household of God.
所以保罗说,
it's a very vivid description of the people of God. People who are unified.
人这些人都是联合在一起的。
And usually, when we see the expression "the house of," and then it's followed by a name,
我们通常想到先说这是什么人的家，然后再加上这个名字。
The name following it is the head of the house, the father of the house.
所以在这个名字后面是这个家的主人，也就是。
And so the church is the house of God over which God is the Father. And so thus the church ought to be unified as a house of God. He calls it the church of the living God. Literally, the assembly of the living God.
换句话说,
it's the place where people gather together.
是在一个人聚,
and in opposition to Diana of Ephesus, who is a god of stone.
相反的, Diana神庙里面是一个石头。
You can go to a museum in Turkey and you can see the statue to this day.
你今天可以到土耳其的艺术馆里面，你可以看到它这个神像。It's
a god of stone. It hasn't moved.
是一个用石头做的神像，从来没有动过。It's
kind of stuck there.
就好像就停在那里。In
the words of the Old Testament, it has eyes but it cannot see.
所以这个旧约圣经说有眼而不能看。It
has ears but it can't hear.
有耳而不能听。
It has a mouth, but it cannot speak.
有嘴而不能说,
it has feet,
有脚,
but it can't walk.
不能走,
and it even has to be nailed down so it doesn't fall over.
它还要把它定住,
it is a dead God.
所以是个死的神,
but he says that the church is the assembly of the living God.
可是保罗说,
God is not dead.
所以我们的神不是死,
God is not a God of stone.
神不是石头的神,
God is a God that is living and active in our world.
神是一个永生的神,在我们的世界里面是活生生的。
He created the world by the word of His power.
他用他自己的话语的力量建立的这个世界。
By Him, all things in our universe hold together.
靠着他在所有人在宇宙里连在一起。
He rules all things by His sovereign hand.
他靠他主权的手控制一切。
He is active in our world today.
他在我们今天的世界上是活生生的。
He answers prayers.
他会答应祷告。
He changes hearts.
他可以把心改变。
He brings up political rulers.
他把立起来政治上的领袖。
And He brings them down.
他也把他们废除。
He brings up nations into greatness.
他把一个国家变成一个很强的国家。
And He brings them down.
他也把这个国家毁灭。
He is not like the gods of the Greeks.
他不像那一些希腊人的那些神。
He is not like the gods of the Romans.
他也不像罗马的那些神。
And we can even say He's not like the gods of 21st century America.
我们也敢说他不是像21世纪美国的神。
We still have our idols.
我们在这里也有假神。
They're a bit more subtle these days.
看起来不是很明显。
It may be that our idols are education and success.
也许我们的这一些 所崇拜的假神是我们的教育, 是我们的成就。
Our idols may be money and prestige.
我们所崇拜的可能是我们的荣誉、荣升跟我们的特权。
Our idols may be a desire for power. Our idols may be a desire for sexual gratification. Our idols may be just to spend time on our own playing video games all day long. It's a real problem with young people today. Our idols may be working. Not for money, but just the fact that you're working in itself. Our idols may be science. In the next scientific discovery. And all of these idols, they are no different than Diana of Ephesians. They are just like the idols of silver and stone. They will never satisfy you. They'll never complete your life. They'll never make you happy. And they'll always fail you in the end. But the church is the assembly of the living God. That is to say, as people of God, as people who are gathered together in the name of Christ Jesus,
换句话说,
we serve a living God. And Christ says, when two or three are gathered in my name,
所以耶稣说, 凡两三个人靠着我的名聚会,
there I am in their midst.
我必与他们同在。
So the church is a household.
所以教会是一个家。
The church is a dwelling place of the living God.
教会是永生神居住的地方。
And third, the church is a museum or a temple.
第三个,教会是一个博物馆。
Essentially, museums and temples are the same thing.
所以实际上博物馆跟神庙是相同的。
Temples are places of worship. Museums are places of thought.
所以这个神庙是敬拜的地方，那么博物馆是思想的地方。
But think in your mind back to the picture that we painted of the temple of Diana of Ephesus.
回想一下我们刚刚所描写的 在以弗所的戴安娜的神庙,
it's held up by 127 pillars.
有128个柱子支持着。
Think back to the pictures of the Parthenon that you may have seen in your life.
想到你可能看到有关波提农那个庙的像。
And it has these pillars that are standing up, holding up the roof.
他们有很多的柱子支持着这个屋顶。
And Paul is using this picture of a pillared temple.
保罗形容的是一个有柱子的神庙。
And he's using it to describe the church.
他用来描写教会。
And he says that the church, that the roof that's on top of it is the truth.
所以他谈到教会上面的屋顶就是真理。
And so that the purpose of the church, when it comes down to the very basic nature,
从最基本的来看,
it is to put the truth on display for the world. So as a pillar, it holds it up so everyone around can see it. It holds the truth high. And a church can do this in two ways. Number one, it can demonstrate truth in the words that it uses. Both in written word and spoken word. And that's simply not just the responsibility of someone who stands behind the pulpit. It's not just the responsibility of the person teaching the Sunday school class. If you are a part of this church,
假如你是这个教会里的一份子。
It is your responsibility to put the truth verbally on display for the world.
是你的责任要在世界上把神的道讲出来。
So the people with whom you work,
所以人是从你的工作上。
Do they know that you are a follower of Jesus Christ?
他们会知不知道你是基督的跟随者。
And have they heard from your lips the gospel of Jesus Christ?
他们有没有从你的嘴里面听到有关耶稣基督的福音？
The people who live around you,
是在你附近的人，周围的人。
Do they know that you are a person who follows Jesus Christ?
他们知不知道你是一个跟随基督的人？
Have they heard the truth of the gospel?From your lips?
他们有没有从你口里面听到真理的福音？
Have you, as a part of Minnesota Mandarin Christian Church, been sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and being a display of the truth?
你做明州国语教会的一部分，你一份子，你有没有把福音传讲出去？
The truth is not only displayed verbally.
这个真理并不仅是靠着传讲话传出去。
It's also displayed in our lives.
也在我们生命中传出去。
It's one thing to share the gospel with a person.
与人分享福音是一件事。
But it's another thing to share the gospel with a person while you're living a proper Christian life in front of them.
可是你用你在他人的面前过一个基督徒的生活是另外一个方法。
In my experience,
按照我的经验，
When you begin, when people know that you're a Christian,
假如人知道你是基督徒,
they have an expectation that you will live differently.
他们期待你所过的生命是不同的。
And strangely enough,
很奇怪的,
if you do not live differently,
假如你过的生命跟人家没有不一样,
and you do something around them that they think Christians ought not to do,
假如他们看到你过的是基督徒所不应该做的。
Non-believers will call you on it.
所以不信的人他会指出来。
And they'll say, I didn't think that Christians were supposed to use words like that.
他们说我不相信基督徒应该用这些字语。
I didn't think Christians were supposed to speak like that.
我不相信基督徒应该这样说话。
I didn't think that Christians were supposed to do this action.
我不相信基督徒应该这样子做。
And so not only do our words have to display the truth, our very lives have to uphold that same truth.
所以不仅仅我们嘴巴要把真理说出来，我们的生命也要把真理支持住。
And so the church,
所以教会,
it is the household of God, is the family of God.
是神的家，是神的聚会的地方。
It is the dwelling place of the living God.
是永生神居住的地方。
And it is that which puts the truth on display.
也就是把真理表彰出来。
Secondly,
第二点,
in verse 16,
在第十六节,
we have an early doctrinal statement or confession or a hymn of the church.
这里我们可以看到是或者是有关教会的一个告白。
And it begins by saying, Great indeed we confess is the mystery of godliness.
所以大在敬虔的奥秘开始说。
And as we stated last week, this mystery of godliness relates us back to the gospel that Paul presents in Ephesians chapter 3.
所以有关敬虔的奥秘就回到保罗在提摩太前书第三章所写的。
And in this poem, we have three poetic stanzas.
所以在这首诗里面有三节很有诗意的段落。
And I've laid these out for you in the bulletin.
我在这个节目表上已经给你们列出来了。
And the interesting thing about this passage,
在这一段里面有兴趣的地方,
it never says who this is speaking about.
这里从来没有说过他们说的是什么。
This is probably pulled out of a longer passage.
这很可能是从一更长的一段经节里面找出来的。
Perhaps it's a verse of a hymn that the early church sung.
也许是早期教会的一首诗歌。
And if you look at verse 16, how he begins it, he declares, "Great indeed, we confess the mystery of godliness."
所以你看第一节开始，他是每一天
So instead of the people shouting, "Great is the Diana of the Ephesians," Paul says, "Great is the mystery of godliness." And these three stanzas denote three points in Christ's life. The first two really display Christ's work here on this earth. The third one displays Christ's glorification. There's another poetic element to this. The first and the last line. Of this poem, it demonstrates a structure. At the beginning, it speaks of manifesting in flesh. In the last one, being taken up into glory. So the first and the last line carry with it the idea of glory. The second and third aspect. The agency of what of the people who are performing the action. Are spiritual beings. And so you have the Spirit in the second line and angels in the third line. The next two lines discuss the people and the response here on this earth. He's proclaimed among the nations and is believed on in the world. And so let's first of all look at Christ's earthly ministry. The scripture says that he was manifested in the flesh. This demonstrates Jesus' incarnation. Look at John chapter 1. John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章,
verse 1.
第一节,
it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God."
太初有道,道与神同在,道就是神。
Verse 14 says,
第十四节说,
"The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, the glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth."
道成了肉身,住在我们中间,充充满满,有恩典光耀, 我们所见过他的荣光,正是父独生子的荣光。
And so the first foundational truth for Christianity is the incarnation of Christ. The next foundational truth is that he's vindicated in the Spirit. Look at Romans chapter 1, verse 4. Romans chapter 1, verse 4.
罗马书一章四节.
We know from verse 1 that he's speaking of Christ.
我们知道从第一节里面他是谈到基督.
And it says in verse 4,
在第四节这样说,
he's declared to be the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord.
所以按圣善的灵说,因从死里复活,以大能显明是神的儿子。
So the vindication, the proof that Jesus was who he said he was,
所以能够证明基督说他是谁,
The proof that redemption can happen because of the death of Christ is that the Holy Spirit raised him from the dead. And so the resurrection of the dead is a foundational, important truth to the Christian faith. Let's see Christ's post-resurrection ministry. Turn over to Matthew chapter
28.
Matthew 28, verse 1 through 7.
马太28章第1节到第7节.
And so in chapter 28, Jesus rises from the dead.
所以这里谈到耶稣从死里复活.
The stone is rolled away.
石头被挪开了.
And it's rolled away, it says, by the angels.
这里说是天使把这石头挪开了.
And so Christ, after he's raised from the dead,
基督从死里复活以后,
he's not only seen by angels,
他不但被天使看见,
his resurrection is explained and declared by the angels.
他的复活也是被天使所宣告,
it also says that he's proclaimed among the nations.
也被宣告在列邦,
in this same chapter, we know of the Great Commission.
是在同一章里面就是大使命,
where the church is commanded to go and to make disciples of all nations.
所以这个教会是被命令去传福音给万邦.
And we know in Acts chapter 17,
我们知道在使徒福音第17章,
that the response of even the pagans,
这里有, 异端的人的反应,
to the message of the gospel. In verse 6,
在第六节,
here's how it describes these men.
这里面来这样子解形容,
it says, these men who have turned the world upside down.
所以这些人扰乱天下.
And so the gospel had such a great effect on the culture.
可以看到福音 对当时的社会有很大的影响.
It had such a great effect on the people of the culture,
也把那个社会里面的人对他们也有很大的影响.
That it seemed to some that the world had been turned upside down on the effect of the preaching of the gospel.
为了因为福音的传播使他们的生命好像扰乱.
He's believed on in the world.
所以他们对
In Acts chapter 2, in one day you have 3,000 saved.
在使徒行传第二章, 一天之内有5,000人受洗.
By the time of Acts chapter 4,
到了chapter第四章的时候,
you have 5,000 who are believers.
又更多了5,000人.
The entire book of Acts
整本使徒行传这本书,
takes you from city to city to city.
把你从不同的地,
it takes you to individuals who are from Ethiopia.
It
takes you individuals who are all the way in Rome. Paul has a desire to go to, all the way to Spain. We know from church history that Philip went all the way into India. And we know that Christianity first reached China by the year 400 something.
我们知道基督教传到中国大概在400年的时候.
And so he's believed on in the world.
所以神对于神的信心在世界上.
And so response to the gospel message is belief.
也就是人对信心的反应.
And finally, he's taken up into glory.
最后,
and this event happens in Acts chapter 1. And we know the theological importance of this from Psalm 110.
第一章第十节，十章第一百一十篇。
Psalm 110.
110篇。
And Psalm 110 is even quoted by Peter in Acts chapter 2.
这也保罗也在使徒行传第二章，引用这句话。
And at the moment, we are in a point in time where Psalm 110, verse 1, is currently happening.
在那个时候，在这个诗篇110篇所记载的第一节所记载的正在发生。
Where the Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool.
所以耶和华对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。
Where Christ is sitting at the right hand of the throne of God.
所以基督坐在神的右边。
He was taken up to glory in order to wait for the time when the world would be given to him to rule.
他被接到荣耀里，为的是要等到有一天把世界再归给他。
And so currently Christ is in heaven at the right hand of God.
所以现在基督在神的右边，在天上。
And so these two verses.
所以这两节经节。
The first one.
第一节。
In 1 Timothy chapter 3.
跟提摩太前书第三章。
In verse that we saw in verse 14.
在我们看的第十四节里面。
Paul gives us the importance of the church.
保罗让我们看到教会的重要。
In verse 15, he explains to us the theological truth concerning the person and the existence of the church.
所以在第十五节里面，他看到一个教会里面的真理。
In verse 16,
第十六节，
Paul explains to us
保罗向我们解释
the importance of Christ within the Christian tradition.
在这个基督徒的传统里面，基督的重要性。
And while it is essential and important to follow scriptures clearly,
我们知道我们也很重要的，我们要按照圣经很仔细的随从。
Especially on how we practice within the church.
特别是当我们在教会里面怎么样。
It is important to remember the foundation.
也更重要的要知道这个基础。
The foundation of our church.
我们教会的基础。
Is Christ.
是基督自己。
That our church is the dwelling place of the living God.
我们的教会是永生神居住的地方。
And we are all members of one family.
我们都是一个家庭里面的肢体。
Either working with one another.
我们要么就是彼此互相工一起工作。
Or in our own sin working against one another.
或按照我们自己的罪，我们彼此互相攻击。
Let's close in word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Father, these two verses are pregnant with truth concerning the church and concerning your son.
天父，这两节又是对于有关教会。
Help us, Father, not only to understand in the book of 1 Timothy how you would have us to practice in our church.
帮助我们，让我们不但知道我们在教会里面应该怎么样行事。
But also to remember that the church is your church.
更要知道的是教会是你的教会。
And that the most important person in your church is your son.
在你的教会里面最重要的就是你的儿子。
And it's in his precious name that we pray.
我们靠着他宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Watson 牧师的信息和教导。
We thank the teaching and message.